88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments each Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, summer is rolling along. We're into August with a new topic, and you're getting into some big words here. Existential psychology, self-discovery after self-loss.
That's right. So parents, don't tune out. This is for you. All the weary parents who want to reclaim themselves and their relationships, I'm going to show you how through the lens of existential psychology this month. In particular, I'm going to introduce the work of Dr. Sarah Kubrick. She is an existential psychologist, and she wrote the book, It's On Me. She introduces this concept of self-loss. Okay, Mike. How distracted is our world? How easy is it to lose connection with your identity, values, and purpose? We would say, oh yeah, I've got to watch for this all the time. But here's the rub. The costs of self-loss include anxiety, depression, lack of meaning and fulfillment, damages to our relationships, and even physical illness. So Dr. Kubrick describes signs of self-loss. Does it feel like one day blurs into the next? Do you wake up, scroll your phone till you have to get the kids ready for camp and yourself for work? You show up at work and just go through the motions? You crawl into bed after putting the kids down and zone out watching Netflix? If this is describing your days, you might be experiencing self-loss. Self-loss is this painful yet common human experience of feeling estranged from our true being. We stop making choices that reflect our essence. So what I'm going to help all parents with this month is how to get back to getting clear on your values and ethics, getting a better sense of direction, and establishing again your meaning and purpose. It is really important that if we take responsibility for our existence, our presence in this world, we can start to peel away the layers that are obscuring our sense of our true self as God's image bearers. So I want to help weary parents find their way back to reclaiming freedom, vitality, and purpose, Mike.
Nice. And when you were going through those possible ideas of self-loss, I think all of us can kind of relate to some of those sometimes.
Absolutely. And some days are better than others, but there is an element of this that can happen. It's a really normal part of our human existence and something to watch out for and to take responsibility for.
Interesting. Well, it'll be a good topic once again for the month, and we'll continue next week, of course. But for anybody that doesn't know, let's share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, we have had an exciting spring and summer with three new hires here at Eckert Center, an incredible set of additional therapist to our team. We, of course, continue to offer our gift certificates through the Shine contest page, and we have our North location and South location, and I really encourage people to go to eckertcenter.com to look at our services and to book an appointment with my amazing team.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, and yes, do check out Shine, your chance to win a free initial visit. And thank you for blessing our Shine family with those, Kimberly.
It's a pleasure. It's such a joy. Just this week, I met two Shine listeners in the waiting room. It's so fun when they say, hey, I've heard you on Shine. We're so happy with who we're seeing here at Eckert. Yeah, it's very heartwarming and very encouraging.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. ShineFM.com for the contest, EckertCenter.com for all the info and to book an appointment as well. And Kimberly, we'll continue the conversation next week.
Sounds wonderful, Mike. Have a great day.